Hey guys, welcome to the Parody Podcast Show, hosted by me, Rachel Evans, aka the Human Barbie, aka Margot Robbie Barbie lookalike. Yay, let's get into it. So we are now on early February. I cannot believe it, guys. Can you believe Christmas and the new year has gone? OMG. Right. In today's episode, we're going to talk about a few bits about my gym and beauty update, which I have in the chat a little bit later. I will talk about some favorite quotes of the Barbie script that I have, and I'm always studying it, always remembering the beauty of the scenes of the Barbie movie and the characters. Of course, my favorite character is Barbie, but obviously there's a lot of deeper meaning in some of the script, which appears to be superficial when you first see the movie, and fun and like comedic and, you know, like satirical as well. But there's some hidden deeper meanings, which we're going to look at today. And then I've also, what I like to do is I've opened this book to a page and I asked the Lord for inspiration. I asked the universe for inspiration. And it's a page in the book that talks about how people can be proactive or reactive. So we're going to talk about like the laws of the universe, how to be positive. So it's all got a synergy of positive vibes only today. That might be the title. So let's get into it. So I just want to start with a very great quote from the Barbie movie by Greta Gerwig in the behind the scenes. And she said, "Barbie Land is a world without aging, a world without death, and it's a world without mistakes." And she said that all of the Barbies are dressed for a purpose. I wonder what the quote was, the exact quote. Let me just have a look in my book. Very difficult without the thing. So she said, so they had big details and big buttons and like OTT kind of gestures when Barbie's like drinking the water. And she's asked, "Would you like some mineral water?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm used to drinking it without anything in it." That's when Barbie entered the real world. You know, the chase, the Will Ferrell chase, when they were trying to find Barbie and put it back in the box. Okay, so again, Greta Gerwig. Yeah, so basically in the Barbie movie, don't forget that the main thing that separates Barbies from humans is that a Barbie, every time you see her, she is fully dressed for a purpose. Now that I want to just marinate in my head right now, because when you get dressed for the day, it can be spiritually, it can be mentally, it can be physically, it can be superficially. I get dressed for the day in many different ways. So for example, when I used to have, I'll talk about my makeup, but something that just came into my head is, if I don't feel like going out and I've got that in my schedule and I know that I'm going local, I won't go out until I feel ready. And then I'll sort of reorganize my schedule. So say if I've got something, household stuff to do or paperwork or editing, I might put that as number three on the list. And then I'm going out first, get that over with, come back, drive out and come back. So I might then rearrange one to number three. If you're aware spiritually, sometimes you literally can't leave the house. Like there's days when you think, "Oh, I don't feel like going out," you know? But the thing about feeling is this. Remember the book that I did in a previous podcast, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey, right? I opened the book. The book came open on a quote about the Lord, which I'll read later. But then I opened a second page, which was this, the circle of concern and the circle of influence. Now, proactive people and reactive people operate differently. So they start talking about, you know, the sacrifice that you make about when you put other people before yourself. So one of the things that I would like to talk about here first is, and he does talk about listening to our language. So let me just look at this. So he says, if you're a parent, you know what sacrificial love is. You put your kids before yourself. So he said the circle of concern and the circle of influence. Another way to become more self-aware regarding our own degree of proactivity is to look where we focus our time and energy. We have a very wide range of concerns: health, children, problems at work, the national debt, nuclear war. And he says that certain people, this is very deep, so let me just explain it. Certain people put things above their feelings. So the circle of concern that he talks about in the book establishes that there are two main circles of people, how they focus their time and energy. So the reactive people are the ones that I'm looking at. They're the ones that are, that's the person that I kind of used to be, you know, when they say don't react. If you're proactive, you do not react as much using your feelings. So here we go. This is the page that I'm over. So proactive, focus, and reactive, right? For the circle of concern and the circle of influence that you have on people and things around you, it can be anything around you, you have an effect on, like, be careful what you think of and be careful what you wish for. So I was reading also that your thoughts, your vibrational frequency, you can actually command within yourself, because I believe God is in everyone, and you can command that energy to affect the outcome of things around you. So it's about karma as well, like you should really be proactive about your thoughts and be careful what you think about. So proactive people focus their efforts in the circle of influence. They work on the things they can do something about. The nature of their energy is positive, enlarging and magnifying, causing their circle of influence to increase. Reactive people, on the other hand, focus their efforts in the circle of concern. They focus on the weakness of other people, the problems in the environment, the circumstances over which they have no control. I always say surrender to God, let it go. And when you release control in meditation, you do it. You're supposed to be like a log floating through the stream of water. And I think this is all interlinked. So back to reactive people. Their focus is on results of blaming and accusing attitudes, reactive language, and increasing the feelings of victimization. Remember, some narcissistic personalities do have the victimization kind of part of their personality, and so they're reactive, very reactive. But negative energy generated by that focus, combined with neglect in the areas they should do something about, causes their circle of influence to shrink. I wonder why. Because if you're negative and you're reactive, always like navigating how you think on your feet based upon your feelings and the things around you on a negative way. It's like pessimism, isn't it? So the reactive focus, it's about negative energy reduces the circle of influence, but positive energy enlarges the circle of influence. So I can read this very quickly. Just give me a few seconds, as long as we're working on second. We empower the things within it to control us. So as long as you're on a positive vibe, you can control. Even though you let go, you can control things around you because you're positive. It's a frequency. It's like a radio frequency. So he said, yeah. Okay, so basically the circle of influence, positive people and negative people, we all know how that operates, right? Have you ever entered a room where you feel your energy lights up the room because people literally, you turn heads and they look at you? Or even when I'm sitting on the tube, like yesterday, I was in London for a meeting and I was sitting on the tube, and I had been praying a lot during the day because I get anxiety around people in London. So what I do is I practice meditation on a daily basis, and I pray. I like to pray to Jesus because you know that I love Jesus, the Lord, and the law of the universe, be positive. But when I got on the tube, normally I would be like, oh my God, anxiety. But I sat down, I managed to get a seat, and yeah, so cut a long story short, a lady looked up and stared at me, like held the gaze in a peaceful manner, an English lady. And then another lady looked up, looked down, and then looked up again, looked down, looked up. And it was very odd because at the same time, I've got two women opposite me looking at me. I did have my peak cap on and my earphones. I don't know, maybe it looks like I'm trying to hide, or they think, oh, she's a celebrity or someone. That's not why I wear the hat. I wear the hat because I'm focused. And I like to just block out people's eye lines sometimes. Because you know, if you've got a light, sometimes I want to blend in. Now, this sounds really crazy, but sometimes when my light's shining, I feel people notice my aura. And sometimes I don't want to be noticed. I just want to get to and from my destination safely, especially if I'm thinking and I'm not interacting with people. So I'm very positive at all times, but I do think people recently, since I've been meditating and praying to God, I feel they're tuning into me. This is the thing, the whole point of me introducing the podcast about Stephen R. Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and we've talked about it in a previous podcast. The reason why I mention this is about your energy. Be positive, please be positive, and I promise you, no matter what is going on in your life that you perceive to be negative, you can turn it around just with a positive thought. So say I get anxiety and I feel really anxious and very bad energy around me. I wonder if it's the people, but then I don't want to attribute blame and play the victim, like, oh, it's because of that person, they're very negative, that I feel so bad. No, what I can do, I can shut it out with a protective light around me, say a prayer, just meditate, do whatever you do to meditate. And then what happens is other people who are tuned into you on your frequency will notice you, but the other people who are of a darker energy, which is how I like to refer to them, lower vibrational frequency, they don't notice you because they're picking up the lower vibrational frequency vibes. If you've heard about me talking about spirituality, I will tell you this. In the Barbie movie, where do you see people being very negative? Now, it's in the real world, isn't it? And let me bring you onto the script. So when Barbie says, I'm Barbie, your favorite woman of all time, and she's trying to convince these girls, the mean girls, Sasha and her friends, that she's here to, you know, be a good influence. Now, in the movie, you've got, obviously, Barbie's had irrepressible thoughts of death, and she's got to find in the real world the person who, because I've seen the movie, you know what happens. So she's got to find the person who is making Barbie have these thinking of death, basically, and cellulite and all of that. So when Barbie's in the real world and she jumps into the car with Sasha and her mum, Barbie says, I think I owe you ladies an apology. I thought Barbie had made the real world better, but the real world is forever and irrevocably messed up. And the real world is not perfect, but you inspired me. I love women. I want to help women. And then Sasha's so cynical. So Sasha's the pessimist, isn't she? And she's like what the circle of life is. You've got the positive and then the people who are like blameful and criticizing and negative. So Sasha's negativity shines through. And she said, oh, come off it. Everyone hates women. Women hate women. Men hate women. And she said, that's the one thing we can all agree on. So you've got this teenager who is like really full of attitude. And I think it's good because in the real world, and Sasha's trying to say, hey, mom, wake up, you know, are you shining on Barbie? And things like that. So through Sasha in the real world, the character is given this pessimism and Barbie's shining light and her aura and her good vibrational frequency is not drowned out. She doesn't give up. She throws a wobbly later, but she doesn't give up. So whatever bad things happen in your life, just don't give up. Just don't give up. Keep carrying on and trust in your God, trust in your energy, which is within you, and things will get better. So I love that scene because it reminds me of just what I've been talking about in this book that we're looking at. So remember Ryan Gosling said that the costume designer should have a free pass to heaven. Because the costumes were amazing. Can you imagine what, let's look at the behind the scenes. So I've got behind the scenes and I've watched it, some short clips, like 8 to 10 minutes long, where Will Ferrell's talking about behind the scenes. And he said, like I said in a previous podcast, he said, Will Ferrell said, when he received the script, he thought it was a brilliant piece of satire comedy and it was a fun script and he definitely wanted to be a part of it. And, so he was one of the, you know, the head of Mattel. He was the Mattel executive. But also Ryan Gosling, all of the characters still, when they're interviewed, look like they're still in love with what happened during the movie behind the scenes. Of course, they're in character playing this, lifting the words off the page to play their characters in Barbie, in Barbie land and in the real world and as real life Barbies and Kens. But bearing in mind that everything you see is a positive vibrational frequency. And look how well it did in the world. $1.4 billion. Big, massive box office, historic smash of the box office, big hit. And, you know, the whole world's still talking about it every day. If I Google Barbie every day and then you click on news, there are so many countless dozens of articles a day about Barbie because it's got people talking. And when I began my Barbie reinvention in October 2016 is the first time the cameras picked up on it. And I was approached by producers just out of the blue. I got an email and it's like, we're doing this documentary. We want to talk about, you know, people who are real life Barbies and what it means and everything. So I did that OMG My Barbie Body documentary, which is showing on Sky. It started, I think, December or January. It's still showing. Which is cool, but it's definitely my old Barbie kind of face and body. The body's still the same, but definitely my face has got more Barbie, but the camera's picked up on, you know, some of my struggles, which I'm going to talk about now, because I did promise in a previous podcast that I'd go behind the scenes and talk about OMG, My Barbie Body. So let's do it. Right. Okay. So And I'll continue the theme of positive and negative vibes. So when I filmed OMG My Barbie Body, I think it was 2016 and it aired 2017. I can't remember, guys. Don't shoot me if I don't know my dates and numbers. So I was dating a guy at the time. He's in the show and you can see us in the gym and everything. But behind the scenes is what I'm going to do. I'll talk about it a little bit because we broke up during the final scenes of the show and it was filmed over 3 months. So when I was going out, a few weeks even, I can't remember because I've filmed so many documentaries, I'm thinking, oh, have I got that right? So generally speaking, it was filmed over a few weeks, but our scenes were filmed over a weekend. And I remember that I think it was the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and on the Saturday night, I had to come home after filming a busy schedule filming on camera and he was with me. I think we'd been on the gym scene. Yes. And the next day was going to be, so we filmed the gym scenes, came home and I had to pack my suitcase. And obviously, you know, you've got a new boyfriend and you want to get jiggy with it and you want to get intimate. I was so tired, but my adrenaline was pumping. So, you know, to actually be with my boyfriend at the time was just like too much for me because I was packing until 1 o'clock midnight. And then I had to have a few hours sleep and get up early to go for a photo shoot the next day. So he knew I was preparing for a photo shoot and he knew that anyway. So it's what he signed up for. Do you know what I mean? So at the time, what happened is peace and love to everyone, but I'll tell you the truth of what happened. So the next day we were driving in my car, my Beetle. I think I had a green Beetle. I've had a black Beetle, a green one. And we had a little tiff. It was over nothing, but I used a phrase at the time. And I was like, oh, chill out. And he took offense to it. So first of all, he didn't like the fact that I insisted on driving my car because I was going to my photo shoot and he was going to be on the shoot with me in the background. So because we'd filmed our couple scenes, if you know what I mean, Barbie, who thinks she's found her, can we proved all of, we'd filmed all of his scenes the previous day. So I knew I had to get into model mode and do this photo shoot in Essex. So when we were driving, it was a bit tense and he was smoking out the window. Another thing I didn't like about him was that he's smoking. But you know something, I mean, obviously, after I broke up with him and stuff, we reconnected and I reached out and we just apologized, but we've moved on. But it never took off really. And I genuinely thought he was my Ken. But then there were little things like him smoking or little things that he would say, like energy wise, and the vibes I'd pick up. So I was very positive, but he was more like that, what we were talking about earlier, the negative energy, not in a bad way, just in a pessimistic. So for me, bad energy is pessimism. I'm like, oh, come on, look at the bright side. You know what I mean? We're not judging anyone here, guys. We're just talking about personality types and how it's important to stay positive. And I'm just looking at my phone there. So what the key thing here that I want to point out is people didn't know that. Here I was, thought I'd found my Ken. So when the show aired, we'd broken up. So I had to understand during the next day that he just stormed off as we got to the photo shoot. And I had to carry all my stuff into the photo shoot to see Paul, one of my good friends. And I was like, the producers arrived and I was like, we can't film. It's sort of, we can't do the show. We were just finishing it. And I said, he's gone. He's just stormed off. And the producer looked at me. She goes, Rachel, she goes, it's about you, Barbie. She goes, he's an accessory. He's Ken. She said words to that effect. I kid you not. She said something beautiful to me. She was like, because I was crying my eyes out because he just stormed off and just like drove away. Ah, on the Saturday, we filmed our scenes together. Barbie thinks she's found her Ken, or Barbie has found her Ken. He got a spray tan at home. We filmed gym scenes. We were going out and whatever. And that was in my car because I was driving. And I thought, he didn't like me driving. That's a key point. I thought, he's not keen on me driving. Do you know what I mean? Like, I should have let him drive. But it was my shoot and I wanted to be in control, but not be in control, just like drive my car. Anyway, my green Beetle. Anyway, so the next day we drove separate cars and I said, look, I've got my small boot full. I'm going to drive, you follow, because I wasn't sure at what time he was going to drive back home to his place because it was Sunday and I think it's work Monday the next day. So can you imagine we're driving separately? So I led the way and he was insisting before we left, no, I'll drive, take my car, I'll do the sat nav. I said, no, I really need to do this. I've got focus. And also when I am driving my car, I get into character even more. I go in my head and following the sat nav. I know it anyway, because it's where my friends live in Essex. I used to live in Essex. So I could sort of mentally prepare myself for the photo shoot and run things through my head because I'm producing my own photo shoot with Paul, one of my friends in Essex, and I want to focus. I don't want my boyfriend, my new boyfriend, smoking, which annoys me because I don't drink or smoke. And then him talking to me when I can't focus, I find it off-putting. So in terms of positive energy and negative energy, or positive and pessimism. I didn't want pessimism sitting next to me in the car. I'm looking back saying this because I didn't know at the time. So by the time we got to the photo shoot, so he followed me in the car, go through Kent, over to Essex, over the Dartford Crossing. And by the time we arrived on the photo shoot, oh my God, that was it. I got out the car. He came into the car because he parked behind me. And I said, okay, so we're just going to wait for the photographer to arrive. He jumped in my car, started smoking. He goes, I'll just have a cigarette. I said, it's all right, you can sit in the car. And he was looking at me pacing up and down. I thought, he's really irritated. What about? I haven't said or done anything. But then I later realized that he didn't like me leading the way. Even though it's my photo shoot and he's joining me, he's like an accessory to me. Ken is an accessory to Barbie. I knew that because I do things myself, and you know what I mean? I live my life and I help people. No matter how little I've got, I'll always help people. So at this one day, one instance, I was taking control and he didn't like it. He got in the car, sat down, we were waiting for the photographer to arrive. That's funny. And he was like getting really anxious. I said, it's all right, just chill. And then he just, he like literally like possessed, got angry, stormed out of my car, slammed the door and drove out. And that was it. Last time I saw him. So he obviously wasn't my Ken. But when we were filming, so the producers were going to arrive, the photographer arrived, and they came just around about the same time roughly as the photographer. And the photographer was going to set up and everything. It was pre-set up the night before, I do believe. So anyway, cut a long story short, I remember being in like the car parking area of the photo shoot on that Sunday. Again, we're talking about positive and negative energy, guys. So when he stormed off, I felt really humiliated. And I think that might have been his intention. I can't speak for him. But anyway, so he wanted to obviously say something, but he stormed off and that was it. He said, I can't do this, whatever. And I was thinking, afterwards, I thought, it wasn't that he didn't want to do the photo shoot. It's just that he probably didn't think that he was my Ken. But why? Well, I'm not naming the person so I can say what I want, but peace and love to him. But at the end of the day, you know, it was my photo shoot. I was filming a TV show and he didn't want to support me. If you're not my Ken. So if this guy that I was seeing wasn't my Ken, I let him go. And that was the best thing I did because he wasn't my Ken. And I realized afterwards, a lot of people were saying, I'm not sure you're suited. I won't go into detail, but they're like, I don't think you're suited. But anyway, he's still in the documentary. Peace and love to him. I still think he's a good looking guy, just not my Ken. And I'm glad we broke up. So hope he's happy. I don't think about it, but I also do forget when people talk about OMG, my Barbie body. Like I watched the show. It was the first documentary that I did. I forget that he's in it. I'm like, oh my God. Somebody sent me a message on Instagram, said, are you still with the guy? I'm like, no, we broke up. Because one of the final scenes is me with the Hollywood mirror. And I turn to the camera and I'm doing my lashes or my lipstick. And I said, oh, we've just had a bit of a tiff. And you could see the shock in my face. But I'd been crying, so I was touching up my makeup to film the scenes of me doing the photo shoot in all my Barbie outfits. And then all of those pictures went viral around the world. You know, the red dress where I'm standing like a doll and a few other outfits like the white sailor girl outfit. Funnily enough, I wore a sailor girl outfit, white with blue. And you can see in the pictures. And what does Barbie wear? She wears a similar dress in the opening scene. Amazing. yeah. Anyway, so talking about blokes and stuff, I am single, but obviously I've got my best friend who I hang out with, Steve. We flirt a little bit. We went to Tenerife together and, you know, I think that he is, like, in my opinion, my perfect guy. But we're friends at the minute, see how it goes, you know what I'm saying? but he's really been there supporting me through everything. That's so weird. Oh, I know what I've got to do. Oh, I need to turn. So I've got my earphones plugged in. Just let me look down without I've got, oh, the Bluetooth is on. No, we don't want the Bluetooth because my earphones just went off and I'm like, oh, because I'm connected to my phone. Okay. So that was OMG, my Barbie body. You can check it out. It's on Sky, Channel 5. So that was that. But again, looking back, I look at how negative he was towards me because we just weren't suited. So this is the point. It can be a relationship. It can be dating. It can be a family member. It can be a coworker. It can be people who you don't know, like people looking at you when you're on the tube in the street. They pick up your energy. So really work on that and be careful what energy you emit because people can tune into it. And your presence in a room full of strangers can turn heads. And it doesn't necessarily mean which is bringing me on to my next point. It doesn't mean it's to do with how attractive you are. It's just to do with your energy. So there's this part of the book that I want to come on to. And let me just put my pink book down with all my Barbie quotes. So there's this thing in the book. I hope I can open it to the page where I really want to. Yes. Okay, so back to this book. It's all got synergy, positive energy. Stephen R. Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's called Inside Out Again. So I've got a quote in this book. It's called Inside Out Again, and it's from Ezra Taft Benson, former Secretary of Agriculture, many, many years ago in the United States. It says, "The Lord works from the inside out. The world works from the outside in. The world would take people out of the slums. Christ takes the slums out of people, and then they take themselves out of the slums. The world would mold men by changing their environment. Christ changes men who then change their environment. The world would shape human behavior, but Christ can change human nature." So basically, you get it, don't you? Like, life can throw things upon us, and that's what we feel on the outside, isn't it, as well, on another tangent. But if you work on what's inside you, you vibrate this positive, like, radio frequency that people pick up. And I think one of the reasons why the Barbie movie attracted a lot of applause is because it was so positive. But don't forget, it attracted the haters as well. Even to this day, you've got people, like, really, really on a mission to criticize the Barbie movie. But guess what? The voice of Barbie is loud. It cannot be drowned out. And I do believe it's very spiritual in a positive way, not in a pessimistic or negative way. It's pure positive love. And for me, everything in Barbie is all about love. It's all about loving yourself and loving those around you. And that's what God and Jesus and prophets talk about, isn't it? Love. The one word that we undervalue and underestimate and even underuse the word love. You can say to someone, "I love you," which is cute, but it's what you do which makes you give love, isn't it? So if you give love, people show love in different ways. And saying it is one thing. So for example, my mom and dad, my dad wasn't around, but my mom wasn't very huggy-huggy. And, you know, she was quite a cool person. Reserved is the right word. But she never used to say, "I love you," as much as I say to my son or my friends and family that I love you. So everyone's different, you know, everyone is different. But also the thing about working on yourself from the inside is you do glow and you become more beautiful. So since I've been praying, I mean, I've been praying all my life since I was 7. I feel so beautiful inside. And I just like to share the energy with people. And, you know, people pick it up. I've met some amazing people. Every day I feel blessed to meet at least one person who really is, like, amazing. And just full of love. You can see it in them. And some people don't have a lot of money. So I don't like going to a big superstore. But one day when I did, I met a lovely woman who's my friend on Instagram, and she's spiritual. And if I hadn't gone there, pushed myself through it, I wouldn't have met this lovely lady who recognized me. And she was processing the payment, but I hadn't paid. She goes, "Oh, can I have a selfie?" She goes, "I thought so." And she was saying, "You look so doll-like." And I said, "Yeah, I'm Barbie, the human Barbie on TV." She's like, she jumped out of the seat and she asked me for a picture. Bless her. She's lovely. And if I hadn't put myself out there to go into a big supermarket, it was in a local Sainsbury's, I wouldn't have met this beautiful woman. She's so inspirational. And I don't want to go into too much detail because something really traumatic happened in her life with her son. And God, it breaks my heart. But she's here and she's helping other people as well. So maybe one day I'll have her on the podcast. Who knows? Anyway, so I just want to show you this as well. I've got my little Holy Bible. See how tiny it is, size of my hand. When I bought it at Waterstones, because I'm reading the scriptures, look how small it is. Like, I can't even see that. I've got to use a magnifying glass to read it. So I also read the Bible on my phone as well. So do whatever you have to do, whether it's go and play a round of golf, go to the gym, lift weights. We're coming on to that next. Do something that makes you feel good about yourself, because you're going to radiate this positive energy that I'm trying to get you to focus on. And you'll feel happy. You'll feel good. You'll feel love all around you. And you give love to people. I'm not saying that you should go out and say, "I'm going to give as much love to everyone that I meet in my life." No, I'm just saying be positive, because positivity is love. Love is positivity. And if you can start from such a basic premise, you will get everything you want in life just by letting go. And it's the most beautiful thing. Work hard, sow the seed, reap the rewards of sowing your seeds, and labor and toil and all of that they talk about in the Bible. But don't forget, an act of kindness can go a long way. And I do think that for me, being Barbie is about being kind. And I've always said it in interviews, Barbie is about being kind. It really is. The lashes, the hair, the makeup. Again, we'll come onto the gym hair and makeup in a minute because I've got an update about my own lashes. I've just done them. But if you're a kind person, seriously, you do help a lot of people. Let's move on. Hair, skin, nails. Okay, so I've been using 0.5% retinol from The Ordinary, not sponsored, and I've been using CeraVe moisturizer with hyaluronic acid and peptides, and my skin's starting to look so good. My lashes, I've just done my lash extensions again. I'm not sponsored by any of these. I buy them. And what else? So I'm doing my own home lash extensions. They stay on for 7 days. You can wash your eyelashes after like 24 hours or 8 hours. I do wash. I have to do my eye bath, you know, because I'm not like clean eyes. I wear glasses for reading. So I like to keep my eye hygiene good as best as I can. And I literally have to wash my and do my beauty routine twice a day, morning and evening. So I'm just waiting for delivery. Actually, I've ordered 3 boxes. Of these lashes because I'm running out. I've got 2 extensions out of them. You can use 3, but I like to go thick. So you get 16 millimeter, 14 millimeter, 12 and 10 and 8. So you go for the lashes on the outside, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8. But I think in the past, the reason why I've run out is I did 16, 16, 14, 12 and 10. But no, it's better to do it with the so the lash clusters DIY. These are really good. I had no eye irritation so far, so good. And this is my 3rd time putting them on, and they last for 7 days. It's so good because you can sleep in them and I've not had any pain with them, because I've been using a vegan glue with the strip lashes that you guys see me wear. And sometimes the glue, I don't mind the strip lashes, but you can't even feel these on. And these have got a special long-lasting glue for lash extensions. So without too much boring information, I am really enjoying not wearing the strip lashes and doing my own DIY 7-day strip clusters lashes at home. Is nerve-wracking because, again, like I said in a previous podcast, I did my lashes. I've been studying how to do it. You've got to go like this, like that. Look down and put them on, but they feel like magnetic and they just sit in the right place, so that's really good. But if you go wrong, it gets very messy, so you got to get it right, and then it takes practice. So I'm happy, yay. Especially with summer coming up, because I do my fake tan. I can't wait. I'm so excited because we're getting more light, we're getting more daytime, and then we've got spring, yay, and then it gets light. So I'm really looking forward to my outdoor workouts as well. So I do my daily steps, 8,500 to 10,000 steps a day, depending on the weather and all that. I try not to walk in the rain because it makes me feel really unwell, toxic. Just like my nails, just had them done. So ombre acrylic. Right, let me get back to, I've done my lashes and I'm just wearing a very natural mineral powder foundation. And then today, actually, I've got e.l.f. Cosmetics powder on with some bronzer from Kiko and highlighter. I'll show you my lipstick. I've got gloss on. It's really nice from some kawaii Japanese company. And I'm doing my lips a little bit like shorter. They look really good today because I've got the gloss on and I'm not overlining my lips anymore. That's so 2022, in fact. Yay. I've got a bit of red underneath the nude just to lift it a bit. So my makeup is looking good. I'm really happy. I wear this MAC liner, which is like an eyeliner for underneath its brown. I like the doll eye look. Hopefully these lights are quite good. But yeah, so that's my, and I've got my extensions in as well. So every day I get up and I dress for the day. Like they said, Barbie's always dressed. In the Barbie movie, Barbie is always dressed for the day and I get dressed for the day. Sometimes if I'm not doing the lash extensions, I do put mascara on and my lashes are quite good. Thank you. So I'm going to look at my skincare routine and maybe up it from 0.5% to 1% retinol. But at the minute, this is really working. And there is a debate about whether you should go to 1% after 0.2% or 0.5%. I'm on 0.5%. I'm halfway through the bottle and I use CeraVe moisturizer with peptides and hyaluronic acid. It's really good. And then I put SPF over it. I always wear SPF. And I'm really happy because that skincare regime that I talked about, I think in December, I'm using the foaming cleanser gel from CeraVe, the green and white, the white bottle with the green writing. The moisturizer's got the blue writing on the white bottle tub. So that since I've been cleansing my skin, oh my God, what a difference. Like seriously amazing. There's other brands, but I'm sticking with CeraVe because it's the best for me. And I use a Kiko lip liner, which is really nice, but no, but no, this lip liner is amazing. It works for me, but I can't find anything like it. So I'm also thinking this year, I don't know why I'm thinking of holidays, but I definitely want to go back to Tenerife, hopefully. Yay. Now, Jim, I had the most amazing workout the other day. Glutes, hams, quads, and I did shoulders and a little bit of back, which engages, it's a compound move that engages the biceps, but it's a shoulders back workout on top of lower body. So I will be going tonight to do my second lower body. I need 2 days off in between, but you know something? I am so happy because I'm stronger. I'm lifting heavier, a little bit heavier. So remember I said that I'm lifting right on my legs. I'd be doing 10 and 10 each side. Then I went to 20 and 20. Now I'm on 25 and 25. So I'm doing the hack squat with 50 kilos, 25 each side. And I'm also the quad extension, leg press and leg extension. And the adductor is on 14 kilos abductor. And then because I open my legs to open my hip flexors. So it's 14 kilos to stretch it on number 8. So your legs are this way and that way, like really good stretch. And you lean forward to open the hip flexors. Sitting down, of course, because I use the machines to support my back. Leg press, leg extension, quad extension, hamstring curl. Those weights are going up now, moving towards 20 kilos plus, which is really good. But I think and on the quad extension, I went from 12 to 20. I'm like, oh my God. Like it just from nowhere. It's amazing. So since I've been training in I've been training since the third and fourth week of December, roughly. We're now at the beginning of February. I've now reached a level. I'm now lifting so much heavier and I'm really grateful and I'm really excited because I'm working smarter, not harder. You know, if I'm in the gym and I can see I'm doing my lower body and then the machines are busy, I'll jump onto the shoulder press, above head press, or the back and biceps, the row. And then I'll jump back onto the leg machines because there's 5 leg machines that I use. So I'm working smarter, not harder, because some days, you know, you might have the energy. Like the other day, I had a really bad stomach and there was parking outside my gym. There was no excuse, but I just thought I'm not going to push when my stomach feels so in pain, because sometimes I get like really bad stomach pain and bloating and stuff like that. Don't we all? But so you've got to work smarter, not harder. If you can do as much in one session as you can, just do it. But obviously I did say I'm probably going to be trying to go for a 5-day split, but as my body's getting stronger, I think 2 to 3 workouts a week is more than enough if I pack it all in really good. And my body so far, it's good. Waking up really healthy. My diet's going brilliant. I've lost a lot of weight off my, hamstrings. The cellulite's going pretty much gone. 2/3 of the cellulite that I had is gone. So there's nothing. And the inner thighs, I've shaved off the fat on my inner thighs. I've got my thigh gap back, which I love because it's the doll body that I love that suits me and my body, my bone structure. And so don't hate on me if you hear this, because my bone structure suits the thigh gap. I love it. And my glutes are high and perky. Love it. So everything so far is going good. The only thing that I will say is because I'm doing a lot of steps every day, my feet get red raw. So I do my own feet. Like even though I get my nails done, like today, I will do my own feet, because when I get a pedicure, it doesn't last more than a week. And I'm not, do you know what I mean? It's like because I get dead skin because I'm doing a lot of exercise and walking. And also the only thing that I'm in pain is like my feet. So sometimes you just literally got to take a day off from walking. Like today, I'm not doing any steps, hardly any. I'll be in my car. And that's good for my feet because it gives them a break. But yeah, so that's the gym update. I'm really happy about all of that. And so guys, my gym's going good. I hope you guys are happy that we're now in February. And so guys, thank you for listening to the Parody Podcast Show hosted by me, Rich Levins, aka Human Barbie, Margot Robbie Barbie lookalike. And just to let you know, I've got an interview coming out. It's about me as the Human Barbie with some pictures and stuff. Hopefully you'll like it. And yeah, so I'll let you know when that comes out. probably this month, I think it is. I think it's coming out in February. And it's hopefully going to be good. But yeah, just an update on me as the human Barbie. So I just want to say thank you for listening to the Parody Podcast Show. And I will see you in the next episode, guys. Love and hugs. And remember, stay positive. Peace, love and hugs. Love you loads. Have a good day. Bye, guys.